Here we go. It's a podcast theme. It's two guys sitting in a room close together. One's wearing plaid, the other's wearing leather. Can you guess who?
Is that the new theme song?
Could be.
Yeah.
Did I just write a theme song?
It really paints a picture.
It does paint a picture with words.
You know what else paint a picture with words?
What?
Was a few minutes ago when you came into the room where I was sitting and said that someone in the bathroom over here at work is having a hard time.
Something was going sideways in that stall. And is this how we want to start the podcast?
It's
something
too late.
Super scatological. I was making a onesie. I was standing at a urinal, and there was somebody in the stall, and I couldn't figure out if those were bodily sounds or if the toilet was acting up. I kid you not, that's not hyperbole. It's like I'm standing there going, I shouldn't be listening this intently to something that seems like it's going so wrong, like just 2 feet from where I'm standing. But it got to the point where I was like, I thought if I was a good person, I probably should have said, do you need a plunger? Can I get you something?
I have my cell phone on me. Do I call a plumber or an ambulance?
That was bad, though. Like, I wish I could recreate the sound.
Oh, boy. You know it's a bad day when whatever's going on, you're either breaking the toilet or breaking your body.
Yeah. And you like the fact that I raced from the bathroom directly to the office where you were working. I'm like, you'll never guess what I just heard. And then I start speculating who it was. I couldn't see the shoes, though, because sometimes you do the shoe check.
And that's
then
what
you,
I was going to ask.
And then afterwards, you do a lap through the office to find out who it was that was destroying that bathroom.
Well,
just so you can give them stink eye.
That's why you came up with the idea years ago for
poop shoes.
Poop shoes.
Yeah.
Special shoes you just wear. In that situation.
Yeah, you keep them in your desk drawer. It's just like maybe they could be tap dancing shoes. Maybe they could be goalie skates.
They're kept in a discreet bag.
Yep. So you take your poop shoes with you to the public washroom. You change into the poop shoes. And then when you're done your business, you go back to your office or wherever and you change back into your regular shoes so nobody knows it was you.
I would even take it up a notch and have like the bottom, like from a knee down, of a set of pants
attached
to the shoes. So then you're hiding your pants and your feet.
So maybe what you could do is you could adapt a set of those Mountain Equipment Co-op pants with the zip-off legs.
Yes.
In case you can't make the decision that morning, do I want shorts or pants? Whereas you just slip where you zip, plaid legs onto a pair of khaki pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's going to notice? Who's going to think twice about some guy in a stall wearing plaid pants?
And just in case you're in there and you're making noises that you can't tell if it's you or the plumbing, then at least you have one less thing on your mind of people identifying you via shoes.
Have I humiliated whoever that person is in the back? I didn't. That wasn't my intention.
No, because we have no clue who it was.
Okay.
Afterwards, we'll find out who it was.
Should we do a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
My name's Garner Andrews. That guy right over there, in plaid or leather, I don't know which one.
It's leather.
Is Bryce Kelly. We are... we used to be called the Lawn Chair Prophets. I don't think I need to tell you that anymore.
That's before old
that,
news.
We were called Top Ranking Podcast.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. And then they made us change the name.
Yeah, back before we sold out.
Yeah, to the man. You know we make no money from this, right?
I'm pretty sure we owe money.
Somebody texted me, one of my friends in Calgary, and he's like, ooh, Mr. Big Time, I heard a Ford commercial in your podcast. Did you know there was a Ford commercial in here at some point?
No.
I had no idea. So did you see any of that money?
No.
No, neither did I.
I don't know where that Ford money went.
That's Ford money. That's big time money.
No, you've seen the clothes I wear. I do not have the Ford money.
Yeah, you're wearing a leather vest with no shirt underneath right now. So.
And that's not by choice.
No.
I can't afford the second half to this outfit.
What do we do in this part of the show? Is this where we do recommendations?
Yes, recommendations for or against something.
I don't want to make a... I don't want that to be the new thing where we retract recommendations like I had to a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not going to say what it was.
Not necessarily retract, but maybe stumbled across a show that people should avoid.
Oh, is that what yours is this week?
No, I got a positive one because I'm a positive guy.
Yeah. If there's one thing people say about Bryce Kelly, it's like, oh, that guy just oozes sunshine.
Just radiates positivity.
Who's going first here?
Go ahead.
Do you have a song? I have a song.
I do not have a song.
Okay, you always have a song, but this week, for maybe only the second time, I'm going to recommend a song.
Okay.
I can't stop listening to this song, and I can't stop watching the video. The band is called Wet Leg, which is fantastic.
Just one leg?
Wet Leg. Yep, just one leg. And it's two women. There's, like, you watch the videos, the live performance videos, and there's a full band behind them. But when you Google Wet Leg, it just shows the two women. They front the band. They're from the Isle of Wight. And I love the fact that when they're singing, you can hear their accents. Because so many artists who have an English accent or whatever, the accent completely disappears when they sing.
Yeah.
But you don't, you hear it in the song. And they do something that was so popular back in the 90s. It's like quiet, loud, quiet, or loud, quiet, loud. This song is that. It's just this driving guitar riff that just keeps propelling this song forward. We're going to play a clip right now.
It does have the hook is in the guitar. It's very simple, but it's all it needs to be.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of like the Strokes or something.
It does kind of have that vibe.
So they call themselves Wet Leg. I would say that the song is called Chaise Lounge, but they say it Chaise Long. They've just reversed a couple of letters in lounge.
Okay.
But I think they're singing about a chaise lounge, like that thing you sit on.
Huh.
But it comes out sounding Chaise Long. Wet Leg, this is my recommendation. On the chaise lounge. That's going to be stuck in my head all day again.
Any song about a couch is A-okay with me.
Hey, and I want to just say one thing too, is that the this band too, BBC, just today, as I was researching for this part of the podcast, there's a BBC headline that says, Wet Leg, a band with millions of streams and just two songs. They only have two songs.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. One song is called Wet Dream.
Oh, boy.
Which is, I think it's about like, you know that prank they play on you in college when you're asleep and they throw water on you?
Oh, is that what that's
about? Yeah, I think that's a wet dream.
Okay.
So what have you got?
That makes me think of like the hamburger restaurant I want to open. I only want to have two things on the menu. Hamburger and cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That's it. That's your only option. So I kind of like that they only have two songs.
Can you do that with a gluten-free bun? Do you have a vegan option?
Nope.
No. We have cheeseburger and hamburger.
That's it. You have Chaise Lounge and Wet Dream.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
What's your recommendation this week?
Mine is a television program.
Huh?
I finally caught up. So for the last few months, my sweetie and I have been rewatching Dexter.
Oh.
And it's a great show. Really, even like the last season that everyone kind of panned, it's not bad. It's got a lot of kind of tiny plot holes in it. And the finale was terrible. The final episode was bad. But overall, the story was good. Throughout all eight seasons it ran, and they just, 8 years after the finale, they just brought back a new season of Dexter.
And you watched the whole series again?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's a commitment.
It took months.
Huh.
It was enjoyable.
I wish I had the time in my life to rewatch something.
It took a long time. Well, it's not like, how many of it? There's maybe 10 episodes per season, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So they're not the longest seasons in the world, but.
But 12 times 8.
It's a commitment.
Yeah. How many seasons?
8.
Yeah, that's a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is if you have things going on in your life.
So your recommendation is, yeah, I do. I'm a very, very busy man. I have a lot of important meetings to attend.
I don't. I plowed through it.
Yeah.
And so the new season of Dexter, it just started a couple weeks ago. I think there's 3 episodes deep now. And it's pretty good. I'm kind of liking it. It's neat to see him come back in his role. And it takes place 10 years after the finale. And so like he looks 10 years older and some of the other characters are 10 years older.
Mm.
It's pretty juicy. And I don't want to spoil things for how Dexter ended, but he's in a different place. He's not in Miami, Florida anymore. He's not a blood splatter expert for the Miami Metro Homicide Department. He's got a new life, and there's new hijinks afoot. So I've enjoyed it. The three episodes they've aired so far, there are, I think, seven more to go.
So your recommendation is for the new season?
New season of Dexter.
There you go.
Or if you've never watched Dexter before, jump in. It's fantastic.
I've never seen a second.
Ooh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
There you go. You got a song and nine seasons of a TV show to watch.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
So the other day on the radio show that Bryce and I host on Sonic 1029, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, find us online at sonic1029.com. We were talking about the final season, the final episode of Friends. And we played this clip on the radio.
Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure. Okay. Where?
And then we were just asking, did that make you cry? Like, did you cry when Friends went off the air?
No,
Bryce?
I did not.
No.
No, I don't think I ever have from a show. I've been bummed, but not to the point of tears.
No, and I enjoyed Friends. I watched the whole series, but I wasn't, at the end, I was almost sort of like, okay, now I can move on with my life.
And I do think Friends was at the point where people had kind of, what else can you do? It had kind of run its course. So it kind of, no one was too upset that it was ending, I don't think.
Were Ross and Rachel still on at the end, or were they?
Spoiler alert, I think they were at the end.
Was that just sort of alluded to, or were they still, would they still be? My point is, if that show was still on the air, would Ross and Rachel still be together?
Oh, I like to think so.
Yeah.
This is really timely stuff, talking about the finale of a show from 17 years ago.
Yeah, 2004 it went off the air. I still had hair. I was not even living in this city yet.
Oh, man, I was in high school still.
Oh, wow. I was a grown man with crushing grown man obligations and responsibilities. So that got us talking about what makes you cry. Like, what is it that gets you choked up? And maybe you have to, I don't know, put your sunglasses on. Maybe you have to just bite your knuckle and stare at the floor and bite through the pain. Like, just try and inflict pain so you can stop crying. Because you don't want your friends to see you crying at, you know, the final episode of Friends or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I do remember there was a commercial on TV during the Winter Olympics a few years ago, and it was about this immigrant family. And it was the dad, I assume, who was already in Canada before the rest of his family.
Right.
And he was getting an apartment set up for them. And it was a modest looking apartment. The attention to detail in this ad was spectacular. And then it shows this guy going to the airport, and he's got an armful of winter coats to hand right out to his family because they're arriving in Canada for the very first time in a snowstorm. And somebody pointed out, too, that the luggage that the family had, like, it was all duct taped up. There was so many little details in this, that this is a family really coming from nothing to something. And that commercial, every time it was on, it's like, I would have to leave the room. Like, what? I don't know what was happening to me, but it moved me so much. And I think it was a Tim Hortons.
I think it was Tim Hortons, yeah.
Yeah, Tim Hortons making me cry. Why do I continue to buy your coffee?
This makes me feel like a monster. I talked about Dexter earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He's a serial killer, a sociopath.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me feel like that because I don't think I've ever cried from a movie or TV show.
Not even like when a dog.
No, I hate watching that. I refuse. Some trailer came out the other day for a Channing Tatum movie about, I saw the first 3 seconds and it was a troubled dog that he has to drive cross country.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't do it. Any movie where the dog is the second lead, I know something bad is going to happen to that dog and I'm out. I didn't even watch the trailer.
You know, at some point during the show, the dog's going to cock his head to the side and look at the person like he understands.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming at some point.
I can't do it. When I first started out in the biz and I was moving around a lot, I did this weird thing where anytime I moved to a new place, I just rewatched Scrubs because I just had the DVDs at the time. And that's pretty much all I had.
Yeah.
And I would get to the end of Scrubs and I would miss them like you missed a friend. And that's when I realized I needed to get a life. post-haste.
It took you that. It took you like what, five seasons of Scrubs in five different cities to make you go, I should probably find a friend, maybe join a gym or something.
I need to meet someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was sad.
You know what was another one too? And somebody pointed this out. Their text just said, they don't play it anymore, but when Cineplex Odeon had that little vignette before the main feature, the one called Lily and the Snowman, made me cry every time. Didn't matter how many times I watched it. Dana. You know what, Dana? You're talking about this right here.
Stay with me. My love, I hope you'll always be.
Remember that? The girl, she's a little girl, she makes a snowman in the backyard.
It was so weirdly emotional for a movie theater chain to air that before like a raunchy comedy.
Yeah, and it's 5 minutes long of you just on this emotional roller coaster with the girl. You know, she starts out little, and every spring when it starts to melt, she puts the snowman in the fridge in the garage. And then next winter, she brings it out again. And then it repeats. So year after, suddenly she's starting to lose interest in the snowman. And she opens the fridge, I don't know, to grab a beer or something. You think that the snowman smiles like, oh my God, I'm getting out of the fridge. And she grabs a juice box or something instead and slams the fridge. That one got to me every single time.
It was so weird. And they aired it a bunch. And she's like, I'm just here to see 22 Jump Street. I don't want to see, I don't want to be weeping in my seat.
I don't want to be a blubbering mess here on this first date.
All I could think of, what if you're the dad and you go out there and you know there's a snowman in your fridge in the garage? Yeah. I'd be livid.
Really?
I'm not paying to keep a snowman alive.
All summer? Do you know how hot and humid it gets here in the summertime?
You know how much energy it takes to run a fridge? I'm not using that for a snowman.
It wasn't until I rewatched it, though, this week when we first started talking about it. And it's like, I figured out why it hit me so hard is I have two teenage daughters. And I am now the snowman. They don't need the snowman anymore. And they've just put the snowman in a box. Every now and again, they want the snowman to give them $20. But most of the time, the snowman is just in a cupboard.
Yeah, you think they're going to need something. You get the smile on your face. And then they just take a juice box and slam the door again.
Yeah, they took the snowman out of the fridge long enough last night for the snowman to take them out for dinner. And the three of us went and did that. But as soon as we got home, they put the snowman back in the fridge and they disappeared.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't read that in the parenting books.
No, you don't. One day, I don't know, maybe you're listening to this right now. Enjoy the moment right now because one day you're going to be the snowman.
Wow. That thing has layers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came in a couple times.
I watched a video about a lady that raised the bee. When the bee died, I bawled. I can't get that invested in an insect.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not shedding tears at a bee.
No.
I know what they would do to me.
Oh, like, yeah.
They would sting me. They're not crying over my death.
No, they're rude. They're mean. They're vicious.
They're jerks.
They certainly are. Let's grab one of these. Hi.
Things that make you cry?
Yeah.
The opening sort of scenes to the movie Up, where they go through the guy's life with his wife and all that kind of stuff.
That might be the clubhouse leader, the first 5 minutes of Up. A lot of people, yes. I've never seen it before. I probably should though, right?
Yes, it is a very heartwarming and sad thing all at once that, like you said, the snowman one, it just gets you all blubbery and then you're like, oh my God, this is just a children's movie.
Ooh, yeah, that one came in over and over again.
That one, too, because it came out of left field. When that movie first came out, I don't think anyone was expecting the first 5 minutes to just punch you in the gut like that. I came here for a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
What is this?
And I've said this so many times, too. There's something about old people, especially couples, where one of the partners dies or they have to be separated. Like, one has to go live in this facility. One has, because they have different care needs. That gets me like you would not believe.
Those stories, too, where a couple's been married for 1,000 years and then one of them dies and then the other one dies like a few weeks later and they say it's from a broken heart. And you're just like,
or maybe it's because nobody fed them. Wow. Wow. Oh. That was kind of heartless.
I think we need a palate cleanse.
I think, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Oh, this one. And it's weird because I always found this book creepy, whereas most people found it, the Robert Munsch, Love You Forever. My mom gave me a signed copy and it found its way into my daughter's little library, but neither my hubby or I can read it to her because we get so choked up, literally getting teary thinking about it right now. The cycle of life. This is Lee. Robert, it is kind of weird. Like at first it starts out normal. You know, the mom goes to the bedroom and she cuddles the little boy and, you know, but then when she sneaks into his house, he's an adult asleep, right? In his bed, and she takes him out of his bed. She's a little old lady, and she's cradling her grown man adult son in her arms while he sleeps.
It has the same vibes as that snowman cartoon.
It does, yeah.
But yeah, it is a little weird. Like if you went to do that to your kids now.
Oh my God.
Just to recreate the good times from when they were kids, it would go over poorly.
I would probably be arrested. They would tell somebody and that person would tell their parents and that parent would call Child Protective Services. I'd get a knock on the door.
They just grow up so fast.
Yeah. Hey, every Christmas season I watch It's a Wonderful Life. At the end of the movie, I have to remove myself from everyone and everything and go in another room of my house and have a good cry. Each life is beautiful and precious, and you don't really know the impact you've had on those around you. Brandon. I've never seen that movie either.
Neither have I.
Do you think it's one of those ones that people say, oh my God, it's so good, but nobody actually really likes it? They say it because it would make you seem like a horrible person to say, yeah, I saw It's a Wonderful Life. It sucked.
Boring.
So boring. Oh.
Man, to the point that you have to leave the room, collect yourself, and then return.
Yeah.
The movie must be emotional.
Should we grab another call here?
Sure.
Hi.
I listened to Friday's show and it didn't even occur to me that, you know, I have one, but I've made a point of not watching this. So I haven't had a tear in my eye for that for a long time, but Charlotte's Web, when that spider dies, it just gets me, which is odd because if there's one thing in this world I really don't like, it's spiders.
But for some reason, that spider.
That particular one, that one had moxie. That one had charm.
Charlotte's Web. You know, when I was a kid, I had a goldfish. I was really little, and I named my goldfish Charlotte because of Charlotte's Web. It died.
Oh.
Like within days.
That took a left turn.
Yeah.
That like it's about a spider, and I do not care for spiders.
Well, no, nobody likes them.
No, I would not hesitate to introduce Charlotte to the business end of my size 11s, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're bragging about your foot size. Bagpipes make me cry. Oh, this is from Charlene in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Bagpipes make me cry every time. At a bagpiper at my grandfather's funeral, I was a wreck times 1,000. Bagpipes, yeah. I love the sound of bagpipes, but they are... I don't think they're a good time instrument.
No, and there's really only one song, and it's a song that plays at funerals.
Yeah.
Or Remembrance Day or something like that. Yeah, it's not a good time instrument.
There's a reason why there are no bagpipes in like a mariachi band.
Yeah, there's no a bagpipe player in AC/DC.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Oh my God, hang on a second. It's a good thing I brought my tapes with me. Honest to God, Bryce, this is...
What?
This is the best... Hang on. I've always told my daughters, as a matter of fact, when they were really little, when they were, I can't remember what they were, like 4, 5, or 5 and 6 years old, for Christmas, we bought them iPods, and I loaded them up with music. The very first song I put on their iPods was this song, and I said, don't let anyone tell you anything different. This is the greatest rock song ever crafted, ever. It's called It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's bagpipes is the star of the show.
What?
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
I don't remember that at all.
Isn't it awesome, though?
Huh.
You hate AC/DC, though.
I do.
That is a terrific song, and that is a great use of bagpipes. So that's the one and only time.
Okay.
But that song is not about good times. It's about the bad times, the hard times of being in a rock and roll band.
Huh.
Getting beat up, underpaid.
Wow.
Getting ripped off.
The more you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember those bagpipes being in there.
Oh, they're there.
Huh.
Okay, one more. And then I think this is probably bumming everyone out. Right?
One more.
Is it bumming everyone out?
It's probably getting there.
Many things make me cry, but nothing makes me cry like Ted Lasso. Some episodes had me sobbing and sobbing from laughter. Such a good show, Jen. And that's another reason right there where I think I should probably just cheat on my wife.
What?
With a TV series.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
She left me in the dust on the... Oh, my God. What was the one? Handmaid's Tale.
We
started that one together. I'm like, oh, I'm all in on Handmaid's Tale. And she just couldn't resist.
Oh, well, then, yeah, you got to get her back.
Yeah, I don't want to be watching Ted Lasso with my wife and I'm bawling. I don't need that. She doesn't need that.
Huh.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Alert the affiliates, we're going overtime.
We're going heavy.
My God, have we been chatty? Maybe we should do a little less talk and more rock.
I think we need to bring the spirits up.
Yeah, well, I've got just the thing. Well, do you want to do, are we going to drop a topic or are we going to keep going?
Maybe we should drop one.
Okay, which of these two we can do weird things you found at work or Roomba chat, where we talk about vacuums.
Maybe we'll do weird things you found at work.
Okay, we'll save Roomba for another show. The other day. So you got a blister on your heel.
Yeah, just from, you know, shoes rubbing it. It happens. And so I was just a little uncomfortable. So I was walking around the radio station just looking for a Band-Aid, which, by the way, I never found.
Which is weird because I don't know, what's code for an electrical outlet? Like every 6 feet, you got to have an outlet on the wall. It's every 6 feet here, there's a first aid kit hanging on the wall.
I went through all of them. None of them had just a standard Band-Aid.
Have people, like, is that not a typical? To me, that'd be the number one thing in a first aid kit.
And maybe it was, and people just went and took them all.
Oh, I have a feeling that's what it was.
There's a lot of weird stuff. Like, I can show you where an emergency blanket is.
I can lead you to the emergency eyewash station, you know, in case you have a eyewash incident here in an office where you're working with paper.
I found the giant triangle bandages that, like, if you broke your arm, like an emergency sling type thing.
Yeah.
I could find those.
We have defibrillators in the hallway, but no Band-Aids.
I found a lot of those cool medical scissors where, like, the handle's really long, but the actual pointy part is really small.
I've never seen those.
I think they cut bandages.
Ooh.
So I got that, but no Band-Aid. So that was weird.
So that's what, but you found, like, in this building alone, there's just weird stuff hidden. I told the story, too, how where I'm sitting right now, there used to be a drawer under this counter right here. And I was sitting in here one day recording, and I just pulled the drawer open, snooping, and there was 3 porno mags in there. Like, this is a radio station. This is a professional facility, a professional broadcast facility. Why would you bring porno mags to work in the day and age of the internet?
I could see it maybe being if they were a joke, if they were from like the 70s or something, but
no,
they were current.
They were very current. As a matter of fact, I can give you the months and dates. No,
oh, please do.
No, I can't. But I remember at the time thinking that same thing. How long have these been in here for? And it couldn't have been that long either because this building wasn't that old. Like, this was a brand new building when we moved in here.
I'm not going to lie. When you told that story, I immediately ran into this room to see if those drawers were still there.
No, they renovated. The drawers are gone.
Drawers are long gone.
But that just made us talk about the weirdest thing you ever found at work. And some of the stories were delightful.
What a weird, like, you can't get through a work day without a fix.
Yeah.
You just got to see.
It's like a lot of us start crashing around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you just eat an apple or a banana and you're all better. But I guess there's some people who need that porn fix.
Yeah, they need to get their blood pumping.
The porno pick me up. Somebody said, I once found a baseball-sized ball of what turned out to be black hash at work.
Oh, my.
Excuse me, somebody dropped their hash in the staff room. Is hash even a thing anymore?
I don't think so.
That seems old school.
When I was looking for Band-Aids, I found one of those. Remember a couple years ago, Nintendo released like the mini original that had the games all programmed into it?
Yeah.
I found one of those in here.
Still in the box?
Yeah.
We were giving those away on the radio. I guarantee you that's just somebody who never picked it up.
Yeah, like I should just take it and
you
sell it.
You found a PS5.
I found a PlayStation 5.
The other day.
Which was odd. It was just on the ground at my feet. Like, what is this box is in my way? And then I picked it. It was a PlayStation.
You can't find those anywhere.
No.
Hey, guys, weird thing found at work in our women's washroom, which has a code to get in, so it was definitely staff. Someone left their bra hanging on a hook inside the stall alley. I feel like I don't have, well, I don't have breasts, but I would feel like if I took that off, I would notice when I walked back to the photocopier.
I also do not wear a brassiere. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that it probably doesn't have to come off to do what you have to do in a bathroom stall.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think it gets in the way.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to let the girls loose. But what do I know?
This person says, I used to work at the waste management center, found lots of weird things.
Oh,
lots
bet.
Of adult toys.
Oh, boy.
One time there was someone who fell asleep in a dumpster and got loaded into a truck and dumped on site. Now, before you freak out, I wrote back and I'm like, oh my God, was the person okay? And they said, yes, thank God, they were just asleep. But if you know where this waste management facility is, it's way outside of town. How do you, like, does somebody offer to drive the person back to the city? Do they get an Uber? What do they tell the Uber driver? Oh, you'll never guess my night last night.
I wouldn't want to give them a ride in my car because I would imagine that you take a ride in the back of a dump truck.
Oh, you'd be covered in garbage juice.
Yeah, you're going to have a smell to you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's horrifying for everyone involved.
Oh, yeah. Like the person who witnesses you falling out of the truck.
Sure, that's scary for you. The driver looking in his rearview mirror and just sees a person fly out. Poof.
I have a story for you about things found at work. I'm going to try and keep it kid friendly.
Oh, baby.
So about 10 years ago, my husband was working in a rather large oil and gas company, and they had one of those giant garbage bins. One of the mechanics found a suitcase. For whatever reason, he decided to open the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, all types of toys. Toys for boys, toys for girls. Toys you could use in the front yard, like a swing set maybe, and toys you could use in the backyard.
Huh.
The funniest part was whoever threw it out left his mail in the suitcase.
Oh, no.
So everyone at work knew who it belonged to.
Oh, my God.
What kind of toys? Teeter-totter?
A tire on a rope?
Yeah.
I think that's what that was.
Oh, my God.
If you have, like, there's, whatever.
If you're going to throw things out in a work dumpster, and because you don't know how to get rid of them and you don't want people, make sure your mail's not in the suitcase,
mm-hmm.
and make sure there's no little ID card slid into that little slot on the suitcase either.
Here's a pro tip.
Uh-huh.
If you have a suitcase full of very private things, don't bring it to work and throw it out at your place of employment.
No.
Go to a nearby apartment building.
Drive to an airport in another province and throw it in a dumpster at another airport.
I thought you were going to say just leave it in the waiting area.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Put your bag down and walk away. No, just go to a nearby apartment and throw it in their dumpster and then flee into the night.
Yeah.
That's your pro tip. Don't bring it to work.
I wonder why you would do that.
You brought this on yourself.
I work at the University of Alberta in an open office area for researchers and students. One time I found a voice recorder on one of the chairs in our small lobby. There were no voice messages on it, just 7 tracks of humming. No one ever came back for it. It's still in my desk 3 years later. Colleen, you know what we should do, Colleen? You should send that in to us, and maybe we can play the 7 tracks of humming on the radio.
Maybe it's the guy from Crash Test Dummies, and those are the original takes from...
Maybe. I'll bet you it was a songwriter. Just... with melody ideas.
Oh, man. Just humming. That's good. I want to hear that Crash Test Dummy song.
Yeah. I teach at a large post-secondary school. Once, surrounded by students during class, I opened the instructor's drawer at the front to find a jumbo box of condoms.
Oh, my.
Several were missing from the open box.
Babies.
Why would you put that, like, in a post-secondary? Why would you have that in your desk? Why?
Again, it's like the nudie mags here in this production studio.
Yeah.
Can you not wait?
Here, I have a theory about this one. Maybe the instructor who owned those condoms, maybe he didn't have thumbs. And you know how you and I, if we were doing something messy in a class, we'd probably put on rubber gloves. Maybe he just put condoms on his hands because he didn't have thumbs.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Sounds likely.
I think you solved this mystery.
I think I did. Ooh. Nope. Not going to read that one.
Oh, boy.
I helped years ago serve champagne for an office Christmas party at their office when the boss cut the music to announce that he had found someone's bag of cocaine on the floor and wanted to know whose it was. There was a very long, awkward silence. Danielle. Who's going to come forward and go, oh, yes, that's my coke.
Those are my drugs, please.
Can I have them back, please? I paid big money for those, and I owe a guy.
Yeah. What do you think? No one's going to claim that.
Yeah.
Nobody. That's funny, though. That's a one way to kill the mood at a Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Who's nose beers?
Who's going to go up there and actually claim it?
Yes, that stripper salt is mine, please.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.